I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You remain standing for the invocation by Pastor Brandt.
Almighty God, we just pray that your presence is here, felt by these servants of your children in this community. Guide their deliberations and discussions for the best of all within this town and seek to serve and help each other as much as possible. In your blessed name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark. She's talking. Roll call.
Oh, present.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Hi.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Spotlow is absent. Mayor Layferry.
Here. All right, having the quorum, we can move on to the minutes of the last meeting. The only, if anybody has any corrections or additions, the only correction I saw was...
There's just one correction.
I saw that I was absent, but yet I called the meeting to order.
You had what?
I called the meeting to order, but yet I was absent.
I will fix that before I post it.
Anybody else have anything?
Yeah, you owe me raising.
I don't know if that's important or not.
Yeah,
that's two.
Needs to be fixed. Thank you.
All right, no additions, no corrections. Have a motion to approve the minutes, please.
I move to approve, go ahead. Second.
Motion by Sally, second by Kendall. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, Cindy, do you have a clerk's report?
No, I don't have anything.
All right, treasurer.
Are you gonna talk about that? That was the only thing I know.
Oh, this thing here.
Yeah.
Just this.
Just that grant.
There's a Fulton County Small Business COVID-19 relief grant. It's through the, you apply through the Spoon River Partnership. Cole McDaniel is the contact person. He explained it to Cindy and I, said it was pretty simple. And you get these people money pretty quick. It's for basically businesses if they lost money. They have to show losing money on a tax form. Wasn't it their, it was their gross, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was like a certain amount for 19 to 20, and then 20 to 21, two amounts. And Cole McDaniel, just call him, and if you guys know of any small businesses that lost money, I think you have to lose at least $2,500 was the loss. Let them know so they can check into it. It's money from the county. It's that AARP money, I think, that money that they receive. They're giving out some of it.
Have them come up here and talk to you? Or?
They can. I have some applications, so they can come up and get them from me.
The only thing was the bars weren't included, right?
Right. It's bars aren't. Anybody that sells alcohol, tobacco, if they got some of the larger grants, I don't think they qualify.
What about the gambling machines? Do those matter?
Yeah, well, those still, that's liquor. I mean, they have to have a liquor license for the gambling machines.
Oh, okay. So none of those account. Okay.
But they kind of trying to focus on the businesses, the small businesses that didn't get any money so far, that haven't received any, so.
It'll be a good thing for a lot of businesses. It'll help them out a lot.
Yeah. So I would say just anybody you can think of, tell them to come get an application, apply for it, it's not going to hurt. You know, all they get told is no.
Oh, and then... Everybody saw the complaint we had.
Yeah,
everyone had that in their packet.
Put the letter in their packet about the
that we violated the Open Meetings Act.
Thought we violated Open Meetings Act and we didn't.
How do you do that?
They said we left a name out of. The homeowner's name when we sent the bill for the sewer work, said we left the name out, but we didn't. But the complainant was the watchdog group that we figured out long ago who that was. So, you know, that's the thing. You send an email and say your name is whatever, and they go look into it. Having, you know, why don't you go look into who this is actually making the complaint?
Yeah. Backtrack that you can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, the state office, the Attorney General's office, called me, and then he's looking at it, and he's like, they don't have any thing to complain on. He said, I'm looking at your minutes that you had posted on, you know, the website. He said, everything's in here. He said, sorry I bothered you. Okay.
Have a nice day.
Anyway, that's just under the information you have. So. Okay, moving on. Everyone, we have a treasurer's report. Anybody have any questions of Treasurer Brown? Any additions?
Anything? Nope, nothing other than the treasurer's report.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins?
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir. We have no engineer. Do we have any public comments or petitions? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Thank you very much. All right, moving on to committees. Finance, insurance, and zoning.
I have nothing
to report. Nothing? Okay. Had to adjust my glasses there. John's absent on the sewer. Mr. Miller, streets and alleys.
I just want to commend the employees that for the streets and stuff, and that the last two times.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I've been to a few other communities, local, and ours won, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, they won. So
kick and tail.
Yeah.
So it looked good. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of thankless hours sometimes, but hopefully everybody's taken care of.
Yes.
That's all I have.
Agreed. All right. Mr. Ward, do you have anything for police and ESDA?
I have nothing to report.
Thank you. Mr. Miller, water?
Nothing.
All right. Mr. Long, utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds?
Nothing new this week. There's a little blizzards and the water main breaks have kind of put a kink in our progress. But if Aaron's got anything, he can fill you in. But I don't believe we got the heater. He got the heater installed down at the fairgrounds and working. So nothing's really changed.
All right. Very good. Tourism. Ms. Kim.
Nothing to report.
And Tiff, Mr. Spotlight's gone. Amanda, she's not here this evening. Christmas committee, Mr. Hickey.
Well, I guess I have a little something anyway.
Good.
The VFW is going to put on a spaghetti supper, and the proceeds go to our Christmas fund. It's going to be April 30th. They're donating this, so we'll be able to have some, a little bit of extra money for decorations, electricity, whatever we...
It'd probably be electricity.
Come up.
What my bill looked like this month.
But that's, I thought that was pretty nice of them. Sarah had, of course, said something to them about us having it, and they jumped right on and said, hey, we'll do this, and they're volunteering it, so that's...
Do you know the times yet?
No, I don't.
Okay.
They're going to have silent auctions too, so they're trying to get some more stuff for that.
Yeah, if anybody wants to do anything for the silent auction.
Yeah.
They could bring it, you know, they could bring it to the anytime they wanted to leave it there.
That's about all I can tell you right now. It's kind of...
I'm surprised, Kenny. It's taking you 6 months to turn a Christmas committee into something that will give you food. What? You're slipping. You're slipping, man. 6 whole months?
I got peanut brittle. My pie contest came up this morning.
That's, you know, I've never seen a guy get women to make him food. He just has contests, and here they come. All right, thank you, Kenny. And Public Works, Evan, what do you have for us?
As I mentioned, had a few water leaks this month, two water main breaks, one on Euclid, which we talked about at the last meeting, and then we had a recent one on the 12th on West Avenue D, another 4-inch line. Jim swung by that one, checked on us when we were working on the afternoon. But other than that, yeah, plow snow. At least it's snowing during the day most of the time now, you know, so we don't have to work all night. Did a little patching today. Other than that, can't do a whole lot with mud right now. Not a whole lot we can do, so. Shop maintenance, vehicle maintenance. I did get the back truck up and going again, got the new gate on it, everything's good to go on it. I just gotta put the rubber seal in on that. Waiting for the sealant to come in, so. We'll be able to use that. I do have a sinkhole that's formed over on, you know, 707 South Monroe. I'm gonna try cammering it. Hopefully sometime this week, did some jetting, as we got our truck back to see exactly where it's at and what's going on. So, probably have that just coming off and barricaded, but I need to get something done with it quick. But you said we recently just got the truck back this afternoon, so went down jetted. Hopefully it's cleared up tomorrow and I can try to camera it and see what I got there. And it's a deeper one, so it's a 12-footer, so. Trying to make sure what it is and whose it is, I guess, is where I'm at right now. And that ain't got too much more this month. Just hope it is snow stops.
All right. Thank you, Evan. I don't believe we have any other business. Anybody have any questions on the bills? Everybody signed the bills?
Move bills, property endorsed, be paid.
Second.
Motion by Kendall, second by Kim. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Pastel.
Aye.
All right. Bills are paid. Thank you very much. Anybody have anything else? We don't have anything. Somebody want to make a motion to adjourn? Wait a minute. Kenny?
I forgot to tell you, we're having a another Christmas meeting February 28th up here at the Visitor Center at 6 o'clock.
February
28th.
Visitor Center.
Anybody else wants to come up? Come on up.
Mm-hmm. All are.
6 o'clock. Any ideas? All ideas? Bring them.
I'll send the idea woman up, Tammy. Appreciate that,
wouldn't
you?
You don't want to
take
it over?
Yes,
Brenda will be there.
Yeah. Sweethearts. Did have one more thing. For the water committee and whoever else wants to come. But I'm trying to set up sometime whatever works best for you guys with Darren Clark. He's with Maguire. He's, you know, part of the company that installed our tower. And he's got a whole little quick presentation to explain what needs done. He's got pictures of what we, you know, currently have on our, what's wrong with our tanks, what could be done. So I told him that I'd meet with him and then that give you guys an idea of the numbers and what rehabs need to be done and, you know, when we should do them or when we should have done them. But I'd like to set that up just so you guys have a ballpark estimate of, you know, what costs could be when it comes to doing tank restoration on this stuff. So whatever works best. The only week he said he's unavailable within the next few months is the week of the 21st. Any other time he's fine. He can do morning, evening, night. But I figured it'd probably be better to do it as a committee. So there's more talking and back and forth if you need anything. And he put out a little slideshow going so he can show you the pictures that he collected when he did a tank inspection on it a few years ago. And like he said, he don't need to get any recent ones because they don't get any better if there's an issue, you know. So yeah. Whatever works best, you guys can contact me, give me a time, or let Cindy know at City Hall that she can write down some times and
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
And go from there, but I just know the week of the 21st, he says of March, he's not available then.
He's not available then? Okay.
Any other time, he said, just pick a time. Whatever works best for you guys is fine with him, so.
Can you shoot us out some emails?
Is this something you want to go do in the evening?
Yeah, I need to know if they want during the day or evening or.
Evening's fine with me.
What you want.
Just make sure. Well, maybe in there, I'm not doing anything.
Just make sure you make it a committee meeting and post it, because you don't want that.
Yeah.
And whoever wants to come can.
Yes, oh yes, I mean, tell everybody, we all should go to attend this committee meeting, but.
How much time do you think he's gonna be? Maybe an hour?
I don't know.
2 hours? Hour and a half, 2 hours?
Probably max. I can double check with him, but you know.
2 hour meeting?
So I don't know, he's a little, you know.
Is there one night of the week that's better for everybody?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
We can do it, though. When's the next council meeting? March the.
I don't know.
That don't make sense.
I shut my mouth.
I know our calendar is.
Same as this one, Tuesday, this one.
Be 2 weeks from, let's see.
It's March.
March 8th.
March 8th.
March 8th?
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it, maybe the week after, the Tuesday after?
Tuesday after the 8th?
What's that one?
15th.
15th?
Yeah, I can let them know.
March 15th? How's that sound, everybody?
That's fine.
For like 6 to.
Oh, I have a pen in there.
So just say 6 to 8, then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'll shoot an email.
That way, at least.
I left late here, but I must have walked off with her.
March 15th, 6 to 8.
Yeah.
No, I.
What time?
6 to 8.
6 to 8. All right.
But we'll wait until Evan confirms for sure, if that's okay, and then we'll.
Then I'll send stuff out.
And then we'll go from there, so.
That's right. See, that's how you come, you lose them. I steal it, I give it back, then you give it away.
If he's gonna show a slide, does he have a way to show the slide?
I guess I do have to sign the bill, so.
Then you steal it back.
A while now, but, you know, during that time, I was like, you should, you know, we don't have the funds. You know, now I'm at the point where, well, keep you guys in the loop so you can see what stuff possible in the future, so.
Well, if, ask him if he wants to hook to a projector and screen, let me know, and I'll bring one that evening for just that. If it says up here or something, I'll screen it.
Well, we've got the projector here.
Okay, oh, you do have a screen too?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, I just, somebody just has to help me hook it up.
Sure, I can do that.
Because we've used it with, for our, what was that class we did? Sexual harassment class.
Yeah, that'll work. All right. But ask him if, so we'll go by if Evan says that's okay, then they'll just go ahead and book the meeting.
Yeah. And a lot of, we have to get it, prices and stuff like that, because we have that money that we've got from the government.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what you're gonna use it on, right?
Yeah, possibly, depending on the price. I don't know the prices yet. He wants to show it more than just me. Like I said, our engineer in contact with me one time asking him that, you know, he could get what he had together, so he can review it, and he's like, I'll cover down with him.
Yeah.
Show everybody, you know.
So I have to do that first report April 30th on how we're using that money.
Yeah, so I figured if I heard some prices, it helps guide that if, you know, if you want to use some there. Money out of pocket for something else, you know.
I had a cousin that was FBI agent.
I'll second the motion to adjourn.
There we go. Sounds good.